It has been a while since I've had the privilege of talking to the special assistant for the president for good things, and that is Valerie Jarrett, who does all the great things for our president, Barack Obama. She is on our live line because we got to get all these folks, particularly young adults, Valerie, who are not signed up for the Affordable Care Act, signed up. How you doing?
Well, I am doing just fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and you're absolutely right. This is crunch time. March 31st is the deadline by which everyone has to sign up. That's when the enrollment period ends. But I don't want people to wait until then. I want them to go on healthcare.gov today and sign up. And if you do that, you'll have the peace of mind of knowing that if something happens, you've got insurance to take care of your health and that of your family.
Now, this is we're really trying to take care of the young adults who are over 26, and so they're not carrying on their mom and dad's insurance where they work, which is also a part of the Affordable Care Act.
That's a very good point to make. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, people who have insurance, you can now keep your children, your young adult children, on your insurance until they reach the age of 26. But you're right, after they reach the age of 26, they're going to need health insurance. And there were often impediments before. Either you couldn't get into an affordable plan, or you may have had a pre-existing condition, and that could be anything from asthma to anything more severe, and so insurance companies wouldn't cover you. And so now everybody, every American can go on the site, find the insurance plan that's right for you, select one that's affordable for you, and if you can't afford it, there's subsidies available. And so it could be as inexpensive as your cell phone bill. And I always say, you know what, you insure your home, you insure your car, you insure your computer equipment. Shouldn't you insure your body? Of course you should. You should take care of yourself.
See, that's spoken like a mom and a grandmom. And on the other
a
side,
mom, of, a mom, not
there you
a
go,
grandma.
There you go. There you go. But the other thing is, you're up to over 4 million, pushing on 5 million possibility. The goal was 7 million. You might get close to it.
Obviously, we had a setback last October, but we have made up a lot of lost time. People increasingly each day are going on the website or they're calling a number. I should give you the phone number while I have you, which is 1-800-318-2596. That's 1-800-318-2596. And so if you don't have access to the internet, you can call that number. You're going to reach somebody who will help you get signed up today. And we just don't want people to put it off. You don't know what might come up at the end of March. You don't know what might come up sooner than that. And so why would you wait when it comes to your health? And you're right, we're going after those young adults because, you know, oftentimes, and you know this, they think they're invincible.
That's right.
They think, oh, well, I've never been sick. I'm young. I'm healthy. And then something happens, and then you're caught, and people, you know, you lose your home because you're paying for the medical bills that you didn't think you were going to incur. And why would you do that? That's what insurance is for, affordable, quality health insurance.
I mean, we had a situation here where we had a young athlete with one of our college teams here, and now he can't play because he has a heart condition. It's a heart condition that several years ago took the life of a young basketball player here in Indiana. So a health issue can strike a normally healthy young man or woman.
Well, you know, Magic Johnson did a public service announcement for us, and he said, look, if I had not had good preventive care where I could go in regularly for a checkup, I may not have been diagnosed, and who knows what would have happened to me. And so oftentimes people will wait until they have a really sharp pain, and then what do? They go to the emergency room. Well, just imagine if you went in for your annual checkup and detected something that maybe you didn't have a symptom, but it was right there in your body. And a simple, particularly for women who now under the Affordable Care Act can get preventive care for free, so that whether it's screening for cancer, whether it's contraception, all that is available to women without a copay. And we know women oftentimes put themselves last. They take care of their children, their spouse, their parents, everything. And now there's no excuse, women out there, for you not taking care of your own self, because you can do it without costing you a dime.
So if you are listening and you know a young adult, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, auntie, you know, Uncle Bubba,
everybody,
you know, tell them, make sure they get signed up and covered. They can go to the website, healthcare.gov, or if they think the website's not working, which it really is, talk to a real person 24/7 at 1-800-318-2596. So some of these young adults, they're up watching Arsenio Hall, they're up watching late at night on cable. they can make that phone call and talk to a real person in America who can walk them through the information and get them the coverage they need. Sign might take them 15 minutes or less. You never know.
You just don't. You know, everybody go on there. And I encourage people to go on now. Take a look at what's available. You might want to come back tomorrow. And that's the other reason to go on the website today, because there are lots of choices available in some markets. And so you shouldn't be in a situation where you're pressed to make a snap judgment. Shop, explore, look at them, compare them. Talk to your friends and family. Say, well, what do you think about this plan? You know, it's got this much of a deductible, this much of a premium. These things are covered. Do your homework, and it is so worth it. And you know what? People are up watching comedians on late-night television.
Don't wait until the basketball tournament starts. Do it now.
Do it right this minute. That is my request of everyone out there. And for your loved ones, encourage them. What better gift to give a loved one in your family than to encourage them to sign up for health care so that they don't have to worry about what happens if they get sick or they're in an accident.
And that's keeping in what the president talked about the other week, which was my brother's keeper. Quickly, Valerie Jarrett, I know that is a key priority of the administration. You got several major foundations made a commitment, $200 million over the next 5 years. Now, we've got a couple of big foundations here, the Lilly Endowment, the Central Indiana Community Foundation. Is one of the things in the president's initiative encouraging local communities like Indianapolis to go to our local foundations and say, look, here's what the big boys have done. What can we do as a community together to be our brother's keeper?
You are on the money on that one. In fact, we just had a meeting here in the White House yesterday about how many local foundations we need to weave into this initiative. And we do have 10 large national foundations who have stepped up to the plate. But it would be so effective if we could leverage the dollars that they have agreed to invest with local foundations, local business owners around the country. I mean, this is the kind of thing where everyone can do some soul searching and say, what more can I do to make sure that these boys and young men of color do not get left behind? Faith leaders are extremely important in this initiative. It's really the entire community coming together and saying, what can we all do, both collectively and individually, to give these guys who, you know, they're willing to work hard and play by the rules. They just need a fair shot, and that's what the president is determined to give them.
Valerie Jarrett, you're talking to us from the White House, so I know you are on the fast track. There's people that just take you, well, you got to go this side of the West Wing, you got to go to the other side of the West Wing. And, you know, we thank you very, very much for your time. We got to carve out some time or you know, get you to, so we can talk to the big guy.
It has been a while. It's been a while, but you know what? I'm going to tell him that you made that request. I'll tell him directly, and we will see what we can do.
You know, and tell him everybody here in Indianapolis is praying for him. We know he has a lot on his mind, not just domestically, but all around the world, including, you know, the troubling situations in the Ukraine. So tell him, you know, we're praying for him. We're pulling for him. Tell him to stop that gray. We want that gray hair to stop.
You know what? It's not only is it his gray hair, it's contagious. Now I'm getting some gray hair. I used to think his was funny. Mine is actually not that funny.
But the important message, though, is go to the website, healthcare.gov. Get signed up, particularly young adults from the ages of 20, 25.
26 on up.
26 on up.
To 35. That's the group we're really encouraging, because they're the ones that are hard to convince that they need to look out for their health. But everybody, anybody in your listening audience who doesn't have health insurance, you now have the opportunity, thanks to the president and thanks to the Affordable Care Act, to sign up and do your own homework. Don't listen to what, you know, some TV commercial is telling you. Listen to your own intuition and get on that website and do your homework, and please sign up.
Or call the toll-free number 1-800-318-2596. She is Valerie Jarrett. I really call her official title Special Assistant of All Good Things from
That's
President
such a
Barack
nice
Obama.
Thing for you to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I will have to come back. This has made my day. You're so wonderful.
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.